You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Big Pump Pump, Scott Steiner, and you need to listen to Knockouts and Three Counts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Knockouts and Three Counts.
Yes, sir. This is a under the weather edition of Knockouts and Three Counts. Excuse me if I sound like crap right now, but yeah, we're here once again at the illustrious Podcast Detroit Studios in Royal Oak, Michigan, to bring you some podcast gold. We're going to be talking about the Evolve and Shine cards, which is coming up this Saturday. Make sure you get your tickets now, people. Shine is going to be going down at the Knights of Columbus Center in Livonia, along with Evolve. But Shine will start at 4 p.m. and Evolve will start at 8. Both cards are stacked. We're going to, you know, go through each card, and we're going to speak to one of the gentlemen that's looking to get a contract on that card, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. We won't say who that is quite yet because he'll be calling in a second. But
I mean, it's only all over our Instagram and Facebook.
Well, you know, But till then, Cal, you got any announcements? Make sure you throw your social media and all that good stuff out there.
You can find me at Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, on Facebook, Kyle Collison, and make sure you're following the show at Knockouts and Three Counts podcast on Facebook. Also, make sure you're checking out if you ever miss any of the episodes and you aren't right on Apple Podcasts or anything like that. We've also got all the episodes on our website as well, as well as links to our sponsors. So other than that, man, I'm just excited for Evolve and Shine this weekend.
Wait. You said, who's that sponsor? Real quick, what you got?
Look at you. Good timing. Shout out to our sponsor, Stransky & Company. If you're in the Berkeley area or Michigan as a whole, man, if you're in the area and looking to get a house, Matt Stransky's your guy. He's flipping nice houses all over the place, man, so it's not just Berkeley alone. So if you're in the market, check them out.
Definitely shout out to Stransky.
You can find them at Stransky and Company on Twitter and Instagram. Let me see.
Or you can wait, hold on, let's see if I can find it. Wait. You can find our little
thing right there. Yeah, we got it in the bottom third. If you're looking
pointing to it,
kind of close, but yeah, all his information's up there. If you're, you know, if you're looking to buy, they're the guys to go to. All the links are all on our website. You can find them at Stransky & Company, as I mentioned, and I've got all the rest of their info here. Give me one more second.
There you go.
Yeah, shut up. There you go. Stransky & Company is the top-producing real estate team that specializes in individual strategy, over-the-top service, and continued success for their clients. They're the real estate easy button. If you're looking to buy, sell, or invest, call them at 248-563-9449 or email them at admin@stranskyandcompany.com. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook, as I mentioned, at Stransky & Company, and their website's stranskyandcompany.com.
Definitely. Randy, you got somebody on the line?
We do.
Definitely. Well, you want to introduce our guest, Kyle? Because I need to save my voice, man.
Okay. All right. I'll take the lead. So coming on the line with us is actually a past guest of the show. You may know him if you're in the Michigan area as part of the Death Threat Army. He just made quite the impression the other night at the WWN Live Showcase. We've got Karam on with us. How you doing, brother man?
Good, man. How are you?
It's good to talk to you again, man. You've been clearly out here making waves. I saw you and old boy putting a number to your opponent on Saturday, man.
Yeah. We taught him a lesson real quick. Show him that I need that contract, you know.
Well, man, you have a big opportunity coming up this Saturday at Evolve at the Knights of Columbus Center here in Livonia, Michigan. You got an opportunity to win a contract with Evolve, man. So first, how did this whole opportunity come about, man? What are your thoughts on possibly getting that contract?
So I tried to do the Chicago seminar, and then it was completely sold out. But they said that they were doing this 3-day camp with NXT, you know, the coaches and all these things. So I thought it was a good opportunity. It was a tryout as well. So I flew myself down to Florida. I was like, why not? You know, I felt like I had something to show them, and obviously I did. I flew down, gave it a shot. They liked what they saw, and they gave me the opportunity at Evolve to do that. So truly, it's an awesome feeling. It really is.
Hey, man, that's shout out to you for doing that, man. You know, a lot of people won't, put themselves out there like that, man. Won't, take a chance like that. But apparently it's paid off for you, man. And we definitely wish you nothing but luck, you know, this Saturday. And we'd love to see you down at NXT or in Evolve soon, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. It hasn't hit me yet, but I'm really excited.
So tell us a little bit about the tryout, man. You mentioned a few of the names that were there, and as we were doing a little bit of the research for the show, I mean, you mentioned, you know, Shayna and Regal, and there was Robbie Brookside, from what I hear, was there too. Tell us what it was like for you to be around, like, that caliber of guys, and, like, what was it like for you? You just said you went out there on a whim, all on your own, paid your own way out there. Like, what's that experience like to be around, you know, the top in the business?
Pretty surreal. Like, it was like to hear kind of Regal talk and explain how he does things in a match and just telling on what his upbringing was and things like that was so cool. I probably would have never experienced that if I didn't go down there. Yeah. Coach Robbie Brookside, he put us through a couple drills, some conditioning, which was also an awesome experience, helped a lot, pointing out some flaws that we all have. Yeah, dude. And then they brought their trainer, Sean Hayes. He's the NXT trainer. So taught us a lot about, like, lifting on the road, you know, how to go about that. So not only was it a tryout, you actually learned so much in this camp. So regardless if you got the opportunity at Evolve or not, like, you've gone through a whole course of wrestling. You know, there was even promo work, you know, it was so cool. So regardless of if I got that opportunity or not, I advise anybody to go, because you're just going to learn so much and have an experience that no one else will probably get.
Well, we've met you before. Like we said, we've had you on the show with the rest of the Death Threat Army. But I remember the first time that I met you, when I saw you, I'm like, man, that guy looks like a star. Like, you got a great look. So
I appreciate that.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So you have the look. So after you did this camp, what did you learn from that? Was it something from that camp that you said, okay, I have the look, so what's that next thing that I need to put together to, you know, get opportunities like this? Is there anything that you learned from that camp that you needed to add to your repertoire to, you know, get these opportunities?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Regal went through a lot of stuff. I usually, I'm a heel, you know, I'm the bad guy. So there's a lot of stuff during the heat in the match that he talks about and how to get certain reactions and things. And I totally incorporated that in the match. So, and that's definitely something they noticed. The one thing that, like, Tommaso and them, like, really pointed out is that I took my time, which is really important. Not a lot of green people do. So they didn't know or would even assume that I worked only for about 6 months.
Right, yeah, because you actually, your time got cut short a little bit because you had to rehab, I think it was a shoulder injury, if I'm not mistaken.
It was a knee injury, yeah. Knee injury. So, like, yeah, back in, like, probably like a year or so ago, like, I was going to wrestle, but I only had probably a handful of matches and didn't really do anything, like, out of state or much of anything like that. So I don't necessarily count it. I was still under training and everything, so I didn't really start until March. And then that's really when I stepped my foot out the door, started traveling to shows outside of state, and, like, this is when I gave it 110%.
So now that you're getting this shot here this Saturday in Livonia at Evolve 133, you know, did they give you any inkling? Like, do you know what it was that got you, you know, noticed by them? Or was it just your hard work? Because we've seen you helping set up the ring and things like that at the different Evolve shows and things like that. So was it like a specific match that, you know, that got you in front of them? Or
it was my tryout match. Like I said, so during the tryout matches, after, like, Tommaso was giving us some feedback, and he goes, how long have you been working? And I said, pretty much 6 months. And he couldn't believe that. You know, what I brought to the table there wasn't 6 months. You know, it showed that I can handle myself with people who have been in for a few years, you know? So that's one thing that noticed. And that also, I was 23 years old, you know, and didn't look like I was 23 years old. I looked a little older, but you know, that caught their eye that I was so young, but was able to keep up. And I think they see potential in that, and that's why they chose me.
Definitely. And people, make sure you come out to Evolve this Saturday and come see Karam and his opportunity to get a contract with Evolve. But I'm just going to say it, man. I'm pulling for you, but I think regardless, I think you've definitely made enough waves in that short amount of time, man. I think you'll be okay, man.
I really appreciate that, man. And, you know, thank you for the kind words. You know, I appreciate everything that's been given to me, and it's a real opportunity. So thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about the opponent that you got. We were doing a little bit of research so that we had everything together. You're going against Anthony Gutierrez, a guy who's a pro MMA guy. You know, tell me your thoughts on the match. You know, I saw you guys get the jump on him a little bit and give him a little stomp out real quick before you got down here to Livonia. I mean, tell me your thoughts on the match and, you know, your thoughts on your opponent.
Look, man, Anthony is obviously, like, he's a threat. He's an MMA guy. He's tough. He's had 12 wins and only 3 losses in his professional MMA career. You know, so I keep up. I know what I'm going at. So, but he also needs to realize that I'm a threat too. All right. I'm a powerhouse. You know, look at 6 months. Look where I'm at. I'm right here for a contract at Evolve. You don't see that. So if Anthony's listening to this, you should understand that he needs to take me seriously, because I took him on down to the floor once. I can do it again. It doesn't matter. I don't care how many wins or losses he has. You know, I'm the better man.
Plain and simple.
I was going to say that pretty much. That pretty much sums it up, man. Like I said, man, I ain't hating on you at all for trying to get a little bit of jump on old boy, dude. Especially with how big of a an opportunity it is, bro. I'm taking all the shots.
I didn't go from Detroit to Florida to just shake some hands. I came to show that I'm the best in the room. Do you know what I mean?
I hear you, man. When the opportunity,
all right, Anthony's done Evolve shows. That's the guy I go for. You know, he's the threat in the room. I go for the threat in the room. You know.
Hey, when opportunity knocks, man, you got to open that door, man.
Right, right.
But you just mentioned something that reminded me of a question I like to ask people. You spent a little time in Florida.
Yes.
Here we goes the question.
So you said you were down there for just a few days, right?
Yeah, just a few days.
Okay. So in your few days in Florida, did you encounter Florida man?
Florida man?
Yeah, you sound a little confused. Let me explain. So, all
right.
So if you go watch the news, you'll see something crazy come along, like Florida man arrested for breaking into zoo naked, punching flamingos, or just weird stuff happens in Florida, and it always starts off with the word Florida man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, I tried that. I entered like my birthday and stuff like that. That was a thing.
Yeah.
And like some weird, it was like, yeah, Florida man. Like robs like 5 nuns or something like that. It was some stupid. So it was weird, dude. It was funny. I started like editing random stuff in there, but no, I didn't encounter Florida man.
Okay,
I wish I did. It was pretty normal down there. It felt like Michigan, but there was just a bunch of palm trees.
Well, I got a sneaking suspicion that sometime in the near future you'll be down there in Florida. But if you're down there, make sure you stay away from Florida man.
Yeah, I know. He's bad news, man.
But one thing I wanted to ask you, I mean, many times I ran into you, you mentioned that you're a powerhouse, man. How did you get the physique that you have now, man? You know, like I said, man, you look the part, man. You definitely put in a lot of hard work, man. So what's your regimen to get yourself to where you are?
One, it's not something that I just like. Yeah, I'm young. I'm 23 years old, but I started listening when I was 13. So I, you know, that's 10 years, really not many days off from the gym besides when I was sick, when I had an infection, stuff like that. The most I took off from the gym was 5 weeks. Wow. So let's just go right there. For 10 years, the most I've taken off of the gym has been 5 weeks. So as far as my regimen goes, it's more so on recovery. And actually, Sean Hayes was huge on this in the camp as well, because he goes through, you know, how to lift and travel. But I train very similar to that. So I really train 3 days a week, and it's very sports oriented in what I do in the ring. As far as food goes, I just, you know, of course I time my meals, depending on if I'm trying to gain weight or lose weight, it depends on how many carbohydrates I have. So yeah, I do keep track a lot. lift heavy, you know, it's nothing, no, nothing, no secret. You know, I do everything what everyone else does who looks good.
Yeah, you can't beat the tried and true method, man. But,
right. Yeah. I can't say like there's like some special book in there I'm going to write. It's just, you know, I eat a lot and I lift heavy. And yeah, that's about it.
Man. Well, any other thoughts about the other matches that's going on in this Evolve card, man? I know you've been to a plenty of shows. You, like Kyle said, you even helped, you know, tear down and set up the ring, man. And I know you've had a chance to see some of the matches, man. Anybody that's coming here to the Detroit area that you're looking forward to this Saturday to see?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited to see my friend Kurt Stallion. I know he's going to tear it up. You know, I'm excited to meet Matt Riddle and, you know, be in a show with Tommaso. So it's all around just a huge opportunity for me. And it's going to be pretty surreal being in that locker room with such talented individuals. You know, I'm honored, man. I really am. You know, it's a good feeling.
And for those of you that haven't heard the announcement, Kushida was added to this card as well, man. So,
yeah,
definitely.
It's crazy.
People, definitely get your tickets for this show, man. Kyle?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, any local fans out there, come show up. It's a big opportunity to support your local talent. That's one thing I say, support your local talent for sure. We're in Livonia, Michigan.
So my question for you is, you know, we're talking about Evolve and you getting this big shot at the Evolve showcase and all that, but like give those who don't really know what that grind of an indie wrestler is like, you know, let people know like the different kinds of shows that you're hitting. Cause we've seen you here at BCWA. I know you've been at XICW and all
Power
these
Bomb.
Other Power Bomb, you know, all these Clash. Different places. And I know you're on the way to Rockstar Pro too. Like, give people like a snapshot into what that's like to even be able to get yourself on the map of something like Evolve and like what kind of work goes into that. Cause I feel like a lot of fans today don't realize just all the shit that goes into it.
The start of this is super difficult and it is hard to get your name out, and you are gonna, you know, it conflicts with a lot of things in your schedule, especially when you're trying to get your name out. You know, but you got to take those chances on yourself and you got to lose money and you got to do that stuff. You got to just show up and not get the match and tear down. And so I drove 9 hours or however long, 12 hours, I don't know, to Kansas for Journey Pro. But that's where I wanted to be. I drove 12 hours in Honda with Jake something, Aaron O'Ryan, myself. So, you know, there's not a lot of room in that vehicle. You know? there's not a lot of room. We're driving 12 hours to Journey Pro. My first time I went, you know, I didn't get booked, but I showed my face, you know, I shook everyone's hand and then I got booked the next show. But I'm trying to say that you got to eat. I don't know if we're allowed to swear, but
go
you
got to
eat crap sometimes. You got to use shit sometimes, you know, in order to take these chances, you know, and I think, and you're going to get paid $10, you're going to get paid $20 and all that stuff.
So
it's
feeling
to realize that it doesn't work with your 9-to-5 oftentimes, you know, that, you know, well, like when you're not making that much money in wrestling, you got to have that other job. That other job doesn't really like wrestling too much, you know, so it makes it kind of difficult to go about that. But, you know, if you truly believe in yourself, you're going to take these chances, you know. And I know some fans know that, you know, they buy our merch, you know, which is good. You know, that's why I say support your local talent, buy merchandise, you know, do all those things, you know, because we're putting our bodies on the line to entertain you at the end of the day. And even if it's at that bar with 30 people, we're putting our bodies in line because this is what we love to do.
Kyle, any questions for our guest?
Yeah. Hi, how you doing? I'm late to the party. Gotta love rain delays.
You know how Michigan rolls, man.
Gotta love I-94 getting flooded.
Right. Yeah.
So being that we're really kind of entering a new climate, well, not a new climate, but you have a lot of eyes on wrestling now. You got new promotions coming out. You got current promotions adding, you know, new brands, adding new shows. What do you think of this current climate that we're in for wrestling? Like, it seems like wrestling is really headed more toward an apex to where it really is going to start not being a niche market, but start really being a mainstream market with all these different outlets.
The first and foremost, the best part about that is that there's more opportunity for so much talent in the independent scene. So it's like, it's not about AEW versus WWE or anything. I know there are two huge names, but anywho, it's not about that. It's like, there's what's so cool about it being mainstream is just the opportunity that we can all get, and all this talent that has been busting their ass for, you know, for how many years or whatever, they can be put somewhere and be seen, you know, AAW, Glory Pro, Journey Pro, you know, all these places that have so many followers, you know, that's the most important part. Is it cool that, that we're going to be mainstream and more popular? Of course it is, you know, but, like I said, it's about the opportunity, and that's all I'm happy about.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, we've talked about what you're doing right now and the awesome stuff you're doing with Evolve, but tell me a little bit about, you know, what got you into wrestling? Were you always a wrestling guy? Was it a thing where you worked out and, you know, you got into it that way? Like, what was it for you?
Somebody saw you walking down the street and said, you need to be a wrestler.
I know. That's it, what I was alluding to in the gym.
No, I wasn't the guy who was never a fan. When I was, my first match that I ever watched, you guys might feel old. Okay, I'm born 96. So keep in mind, I don't know, I didn't really watch the Attitude Era when it was the Attitude Era. I watched in the network and stuff.
Right.
So my first match that I ever watched was Triple H versus Cactus Jack, 2000. I believe it was the Royal Rumble.
Was that what it was? Yeah, Three Stages of Hell match?
Yes.
Yeah,
and I thought Triple H was so cool, man, with the long hair, and he was jacked and all that. Okay, so I watched a lot of anime too, so I was always fascinated, like, muscles and stuff like that. You know, I was always fascinated by characters larger than life. Later in life, I was 13, I worked out, but what a lot of people don't know and what was a huge part of my life was theater. I did 10 years of theater.
Wow.
You know,
that's a good background.
So I was a WWE fan. I didn't really know the independents. You know, I was a WWE, hardcore WWE fan. I worked out because I was fascinated in characters larger than life, superheroes, all that stuff. Like I said, Triple H was a huge impact on my look and how I wanted to look. And then I loved performing in front of people, but I never thought to be a wrestler until, like, I was living in Lansing doing, like, nothing. When I was working at GNC full time, and I heard about this network, right? And I faded out of wrestling at this point, but I had something, the network, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll watch the Attitude Era because I never got to watch it. And then when I started watching stuff again, I was like, oh, I could totally do this shit. And then ignorantly, and then when I started training, yeah, I wanted to puke a lot of time. So we went through it. Yeah, we went through it. So yeah, I just put my two worlds together, and I like you growing up, you know, it was inevitable that was going to happen. You know what I mean?
Right. So you mentioned that you're in an anime. What was your favorite anime growing up? And why was it Dragon Ball Z?
it's the anime that's not really like an anime. It's like Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. Yeah, Dragon Ball Z, but I like other anime. I like Attack on Titan. I like Death Note. I'm an anime guy.
I love Death Note.
I know Death Note. Devin asked me, he's like, do you want to ask the anime question? I'm like, I don't mess with anime. But I know Death Note. I know Death Note.
Death Note's great. Wait, actually, don't you have a Dragon Ball Z tattoo?
No, I don't. I have a Triforce from Zelda.
Okay.
Yes, on my hand. I have the Triforce.
So now that you're heading into Evolve and, you know, they're so closely linked with NXT, you know, you mentioned Tommaso and all those guys that were there at the tryout, things like that, Kushida too. Who are you looking forward to really mixing it up with in Evolve, or is it just all comers? And same question with NXT.
Oh, man. I just being in Evolve and working any talent who's there would be so fun. And, dude, like I said, like it's still kind of surreal to me. I'm just to the point right now where it's like I'm on Evolve and I want to make the best impression that I can. And like everyone there, it's awesome. I'm humbled to be like in a locker room with all the talent there. You know, there's such amazing talent in that locker room. I feel like, you know, I really need to put on the best performance because these guys are watching. And I got to show that I'm, you know, here to stay with them.
My gosh, excuse me for that. But like I said, man, it's cool to see you get a shot, you know, coming from, you know, BCWA and seeing you come up with the Death Threat Army and stuff like that. Have you heard from any of those guys? And what was their response when they saw, you know, that you were one of the ones that are getting the shot at the contract with Evolve?
Oh, Aaron texted me right away and was like, he always knew it. He just knew I needed the right eyes on me. He was one of the guys that's like, hey, you know, you need to get the right eyes on you. You have all the tools, get the right eyes on you. And I promise you, you're going to get something out of it. Alex and Josh, of course, they're all supportive. You know, that's what we are. We support each other. You know, if this was anybody else, if it wasn't me and it was Josh, we'd all feel the same way, happy. You know, I'd feel just as happy. You know, so of course, they're all supportive, and I appreciate all of them. You know, it was cool because even Jake was texting me, hey, update me. What's going on? You know what I mean? Like, so I had really good support and who believed in me and who thought I'd get it. So I appreciate all my friends.
Well, we're only going to hold you for a few more minutes because we got to also preview the Shine card that's coming up before the Evolve show. Excuse me.
For sure.
So, but real quick, man, women's wrestling, man, this is something that comes up on the show a lot. Like I said, there's going to be the Shine going on at 4:00. You guys are going to be going on at 8:00. What are your thoughts on Shine and women's wrestling in the area, man? I'm always awesome. Interested in getting people's perspective on the women.
I think it's awesome. I think any kind of wrestling is awesome. Women's wrestling is great. I love intergender wrestling. I love women's wrestling. Anything about it. You know, I love to have an intergender match. Everything about women's wrestling is great, you know, and it's popular, you know, so whoever dislikes it, I don't know why, but it's fun, just like everything else. You know, at the end of the day, it's a lot of fun. They can be athletes just like us. You know, I view it as just the same as men's wrestling. You know, they're all the same. It's all wrestling.
So being that you said you're a fan of intergender wrestling, who would be somebody would like to tussle up with in the ring?
I will whoop Jody Thread's ass.
Shots fired.
I'm calling her out. Yeah, that's one that I really want for sure. We would tear it up. It'd be fun.
I think Gabby Gilbert would be a great match for you too. She's going to be on the Shine card.
Oh yeah, that would be super fun. Yeah, that would all be fun, man. See, it's all about that, you know. I don't know why someone would dislike it. It's all fun. It's all entertainment. We're in the sports entertainment business, so all entertainment's fun. There's going to be a fan of everything. So that's my take on it.
So since we got to go there with it coming in the next week, thoughts on All Out and StarCast?
Oh, dude, pumped for it. You know, it's cool to see. Like I said, it's cool to see all those wrestlers getting opportunity at something like that. I'm there to watch them, there to support it. So, you know, it's like I said, all fun. Wrestling's great. Can't wait to see it. Pumped for it.
All right, last question, and then we'll have you throw your information out there and any last words to your opponent. But the last question we ask all wrestlers on the show, we might have asked you this when we had you and the DTA guys here before, but, you know, we got to get your own, you know, individual answer.
We should have wrote these shits down.
Yeah, we've been saying we're going to do that. We'll get to it eventually. But we ask all wrestlers this question. You always hear about, you know, locker room rules, like, you know, shake hands.
Wash your balls.
Don't steal anybody's chair in the locker room, stuff like that. Is there anything that you would like to add to the locker room rules, or a locker room rule that you just like yourself?
I mean, I never heard of the ball one. Balls one. Maybe no one would ever want to try it to me. Maybe I'm lucky, right?
But I believe that was Congo Kong.
Yeah,
that was totally Congo Kong.
Wash your balls too.
You know, I think the handshake thing, we do it. You know what I mean? But I don't think it may offend as many people as, you know what I'm saying? Like, as right. The older people would be. I think it's, you know, when I'm at Rockstar, it's such a younger generation. We're just saying, what up, fist bump, all that stuff. So even it just depends where you are, I guess. And I think it's just more so out of habit now than it actually being like you're going to disrespect somebody. Every locker room that I usually go to is pretty laid back. I don't, you know, I think that's slowly fading with our new generation. More laid back, more chill. We don't want to punch someone when we squeeze the hand too tight. You know what I mean?
So you mentioned Rockstar. That's where you're working coming up. Tell us a little bit about that. Do you got any idea who you're working in? Isn't that Sammy Callahan's promotion or something like that?
The Chris brothers are pretty deep in it. Chadwick is the promoter there. I go there weekly. I kind of find out what I'm doing when I'm showing up, or, you know, if I was say that I attack Nate Wings the day before, I'm sure we'll, get at it with each other. But as far as that, I kind of just go in there and just, figure out what I'm going to do a couple hours before. See who I'm going to beat up a couple hours before.
Hey, man, I like that. Go in, fuck shit up, leave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just go in there. Who am I going to fuck up? All right. That's cool. All right, see ya.
It's a man about his business. Any more questions?
Hey, man, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna let this man get him some rest before he has to go fuck somebody up at Rockstar tomorrow. So, before we get out of here, man, thanks again for coming on the show, man. We appreciate you showing love like always, man. Let everybody know where they can find you, social medias, all that stuff. And if you guys are listening, make sure you come out this weekend. Evolve 133, Livonia, Knights of Columbus. Come check this guy out.
Yeah, thank you guys. I really appreciate that. Might take me a minute. I got to remember my own social media names because I'm not a huge social media guy. But my Instagram is karam_920. My Twitter is _karam96. And I definitely got to search up the Facebook one, guys. I apologize. Yeah, it's karam920. So they're all pretty similar. Again, I appreciate you guys showing me support. You know, you make me feel a little special. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. But thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. It was fun. I could have talked for hours.
Thanks. We'll definitely link up with you Saturday, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thank you guys for coming and showing support. You know, and one thing I want to say, support your local talent, guys. Support your local talent, and you guys do that. So thank you. I will always be here when you guys want me to.
Appreciate it.
Much Thanks. Appreciated.
Wait, any last words for your opponent before we let you go?
No, I got nothing to say, but I'm going to fuck him up.
Enough said.
That's it. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, take care. Yeah.
Peace.
I like him.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Carl.
I like him.
Make sure you guys.
The way he ended that was fucking epic. I ain't got nothing to say except I'm gonna, fuck him up.
Don't need much more than that.
Bam. Well, once again, people, make sure you go out to Evolve this Saturday. Shine and Evolve this Saturday. Knights of Columbus Center in Livonia, Michigan. Get your tickets now. It's WWNLive.com.
Let's go through the rest of this Evolve card real quick. Let people know what they got coming forward at Evolve 133.
You tell us. You got the fucking idea.
I have Shine up right now because the Wi-Fi is not working.
Well, let's talk about Shine. That's
goddamn hot spot. Hey.
Ooh, ladies first.
I'm on the ladies Wi-Fi. First.
Ooh. Fold on the pressure. Fold on the pressure.
I got it up. Fold on the pressure. It's all up right now. The main event is going to be.
Wait, hold on. Voice of God. The voice of God wants to speak.
Hi, Tony.
Uh-oh, that was quick.
That's me.
Look at this guy. See, he really was watching.
I should have known. He just got... It's like, hi, Tony.
See, he really was watching.
Tony MF Thunder, how are you doing, sir?
It's me.
Hey, man, I'm doing in life. You feel me? It's me. You goddamn skippy like peanut butter.
So give us your quick thoughts on our guest, Karam, and him getting a shot at Evolve real quick.
Man, props to Karan. He doing his thing, bro. You know, seeing him at BCWA and actually, man, he's a humble dude. Man, like, he's the definition of professional, man, in every locker room I'm sure he's in. So he definitely deserves it, man. Definitely a dude I'd put on my to-watch list. But you know how they do that to-watch list on Facebook, the 10
yeah.
day guys. He'd be one of mine. So
we're just getting ready to break down the Shine card. We're going to have you go through help us go through it. So the opening match, from what they've got on their card, I don't know if there's going to be more to it.
Card subject.
Obviously. It's wrestling for God's sake. But the opening match, as to what they got on right now, I don't know much about these two, but it's Leah Vaughn versus Lindsay Snow. We saw Lindsay Snow when I believe Lindsay Snow might have been
at the last one.
Yeah. Because that name sounds familiar. I'm not very – forgive me, but I'm not too familiar with these two.
Well, you can change it this Saturday.
I'm going to, because I will be at the show. Ring the bell.
The thing that sucks is, like, last time the show was on a Friday at, like, 3 o'clock, and I was like, I had to work, yeah. So I wasn't able to make it.
That's like a baseball game. Like, I got a plan.
Well, it's at 4 o'clock this time. I mean,
it's on a Saturday.
Saturday.
So that's fair. Yep. So the second match I'm actually looking forward to this one. We got somebody that we've talked to a little bit on and off to try to get on the show, and somebody that we're all fans of. It's going to be Holiday. It's going to be, yeah. she's got business at the end of the month, but
whoa,
yeah. Holiday versus Double D Rose.
I'm really looking forward to this match. If you've never seen Double D Rose, follow her on social media.
Yeah.
Man, the weapon of ass destruction. Yeah. Oh man, it's, yeah. And yeah,
that's how I found it. I think it was Instagram. I seen somebody in a match. I forget who she was in a match with. And so I'm like, oh, you got a follower now. You got a follower with me.
Man, Tony, any thoughts on Holiday and Double D Rose? You ever?
I don't know, man.
I feel like Holiday might catch a body.
You ever had any interaction with them in your travels?
Not really. No, I haven't run into either one of them, to be honest.
I like to run into Double D Rose.
But Holiday definitely go hard, you know what I mean? So I've seen her work. You know, I've seen her in Women of Honor, I think. She
Definitely.
You know, face pain gang.
Yeah, her and Thunder Rosa, you might recognize her as the Twisted Sisters, one half of that team.
And both of them are, like, super good technically, too. Like, even though they wear the paint and all that stuff, like, don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. If you actually watch their matches, like, they're legit. Next match on the card, we got Avery Taylor and somebody who's been making quite the bit of noise in Shine and for Evolve. Brandi Lauren, we saw her at the Evolve 10th anniversary special. She was with Anthony Henry,
past guest of our guys over at Breaking Down the Ring.
Right. Yep. And she's doing her thing there against Avery Taylor, but she's also with other past guests of the show. Austin Theory has been showing up around NXT lately.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I'm looking forward to this match.
So what you're saying is, see her now while you can?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's a pretty accurate statement. And
get the merch now before you really copyright.
I just want to see how she's going to pull this one out, because from every match I've seen, she always seems to come up with some sneaky, clever way to win her shit at the end. Either that or it's been quick matches. So I'm interested to see what we get one way or the other.
Work smarter, not harder.
Hey, I'm all for it, bro. Like I said, that's why I said kicking somebody in the dick.
My life motto.
What else you got, man?
Next match you got Tag Team Showcase. Team AAA of Aja Pereira and Ariel Monroe with Ayla of the Skulk versus BTY of Marty Bell and Jamie Jameson.
Marty Bell.
I am looking forward to this match, man. It's like Team AAA, Marty Bell, excuse me, who I got a chance to meet at StarCast in Vegas. Wait, what's the bell?
It's not Randy, never mind. But ding.
Randy, hit the bell.
He was there.
I was there. Some of my favorite ladies on the indies right now, man, in this one match right here. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. Ariel Monroe, too, man. She can go.
Match
definitely looking
night.
Forward to it.
I'm calling that's going to be
so,
the best match.
I think when I announce the next match that's on the card, Devin's instantly going to become a fan of Brandi Lauren. So the next match on the card.
Oh, I already know what this is.
Is the Shine Nova Championship match. It's Shotzi Blackheart against Natalia Markova with Brandi Lauren.
Hi, Natalia. How you doing?
Yo, she's been showing us mad love on Twitter, though. So she's definitely might have to be a future guest of the show because she's been I've been seeing her showing mad love on Twitter. So I'm looking forward to this one.
We ain't biased.
Shout out to everybody that follow us on Twitter. If you don't follow us on Twitter, you know what? God bless you.
What he said.
That's not where I thought that was going, but I appreciate you, Tony.
Thought that was going to go left. Went right. Not right.
But yeah, dude, that match is going to be a good match. Shotzi Blackheart had a hell of a match in the last card with Aja Pereira when she won the Nova Championship. So her versus Natalia Markova, not only with Brandi Lauren, man, that makes for...
Yeah, Shotzi and Natalia had a little kerfuffle at the 10th anniversary show.
I love right, you know, and
I love the word.
If you watch the match between Shotzi Blackheart and Brandi Lauren, man, like they put it out there. So Shotzi Blackheart, you don't know what the hell she's capable of. So that the unpredictability of this match, I think, is what has got me most intrigued about this match. The next match is the Shine Tag Team Championship match. It's Rainbow Bright, Luscious Latasha and Gabby Gilbert defend versus Team C Stars of Ashley Vox and Delmi Exo. Don't know much about that one, but I was surprised by Rainbow Bright at the last show. And I'm going to tell you why. On looks alone, I'm like, what in the fuck is going on? And they're like, these guys are the champs. And then they got in there, bro, and they were getting after it.
Man, Gabby is who I said I would love to see Karam go up against one-on-one, man. I think that would be a very, very interesting match, man.
I couldn't argue that. I mean, from what I saw from that tag team in that match that we saw when they came here with Shine, I was definitely surprised. Because, like I said, I just was like, what the hell is this? Why are they – why do they look like a box of Fruity Pebbles right now? But
Fruity Pebbles.
You know, and then when you add to the fact that their manager at the time, who recently just got signed to NXT as well, Santana Garrett, was out there, I mean, they were fun to watch. So I'm definitely interested to see what happens with this match. And then
I know you're looking forward to this match, man.
You damn right. Put the fucking pinkies in the air. The main event of the night is going to be the Shine Championship Triple Threat Rules. It's AK-47, Detroit's own Allison Kay versus Mercedes Martinez, and the third member being Ivelisse. That's going to be a fucking amazing match.
It's a good card.
Definitely. Hey, y'all know who I'm going with.
Who's that?
The BCWA original, man, Allison Kay. Oh, I believe it.
I thought you were going to say Ivelisse. I thought you were going to keep it WWE.
I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to this match, and I like the fact that you've got – there's so much diversity in the match, too, because you've got AK, who's the NWA champ right now. You've got Mercedes Martinez, who is big on the Mae Young Classic as well as AK. And then now you've got Ivelisse, who it's just been announced that she'll be in the Battle Royal at All Out for AEW. So, I mean, you've got
Lucha Underground, WWE.
Right, you know, so you've got a good mesh of talent. Kyle, what are your thoughts on that match?
I think this is going to be a great match. I'm really interested in seeing who's going to take the pin, because all of them have such amazing upside. I don't think anybody's really going to be, you know, it's really going to be bad for anyone to take the pin, but I really want to see who's going to be the one that loses that match, because I really don't see any one of them losing.
Well, I know who it's not going to be. I'm going pinkies up, bro.
Pinkies up?
I'm going pinkies up.
All right. Well, let's take a look at the Evolve card. Excuse me.
Wait, hold on one second. Before we get into the Evolve card, let me say this. Who won the SummerSlam shit?
We all tied, I think.
Like, seriously?
Yeah, because we all got one wrong. Like, one. I think. Who got two wrong? Somebody got two wrong.
It's probably me. I did horrible.
Nobody got perfect. Everybody missed at least one, I think Kevin said.
You know what? I completely forgot about that.
I remembered it when I was there, and I'm like, oh, wait. No, I got that one wrong. I think only one I think I got wrong was I picked Shane to win over KO.
I did horribly.
I think everybody picked Brock except me.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the one. Yeah, you lost that one. Collison, which one did you lose?
I was going to say I definitely did not pick Seth on that.
Yeah.
I didn't pick Seth on that.
So I think everybody had at least one to two wrong. But it was good. It was a good show.
Good show. So, how do you guys feel about jumping into this Evolve 133 card? And this is why we say card subject to change, because as I got it sitting up here, the first match that's on the card, we know because our guest tonight is actually going to be the other man in the spot. It's a special challenge match, Stephen Wolf versus Anthony Gutierrez. We know that's not what it's going to be. It's going to be Karam versus Anthony Gutierrez, and Karam's going to be bringing home an Evolve
contract. Yes, sir.
The next match.
Contract in a briefcase.
You damn right, man. The next match they got is a special attraction match. Evolve Tag Team Champion. Another guy who's been showing us some love on Twitter.
Detroit's own.
Leon Ruff versus Brandon Tagger. Devin, give me your thoughts on Leon Ruff, man, because we both, I would say, the first time we saw him, were just.
Yeah, Leon, when you see. First time you see him, man, he's like, man, who's this little dude, man? He works with A.R. Fox and Ayla Fox as well, part of that whole crew. And like, the first time I saw him, I'm like, man, who the hell is this little dude, man? But when he, man, when that bell rang, he could go all over the place, man. And I'm glad he was able to win the tag team championship with A.R. Looking forward to this match as well, man. He's definitely, you know, on the radar with Evolve and putting his name out there. I see nothing but great things from this guy.
First time I saw him, he represents Detroit. Yeah, first time I saw him, I thought it was a skit. I thought it was a skit match.
Damn, that's cold blooded.
I'm like, oh man, here we go. And I'm like, oh no, shit, he can go. Like, oh yeah, all right, that fucks with him.
Yeah, definitely.
So next match they got on the card says grudge match. It's going to be Babatunde versus another guy that we've seen in the Cruiserweight Classic and NXT a little bit, Sean Maluda.
Babatunde.
Yeah. Sean Maluda is going to lose a nipple just like Big Daddy Gaddy tried to do to Tony Thunder.
Wait, Tony, hold up. Why you got to bring that up, man?
I said tried to do. What? I said he didn't succeed.
Tony, don't.
I'm going to kick you in the dick.
I mean, you got to catch me first.
He's going to Chandler Bing his ass. He's going to take his nipple off.
Tony, don't listen to that negativity, man. That was a year ago. We've completely.
You know what? I don't need that kind of negativity in my life. Because this Saturday. The World Stars are we keeping the momentum rolling. We keeping that ball rolling. We keeping that train rolling.
I'm with it, man. Tell us a little bit about your match.
At all costs.
Tony's talking a little bit about what we were talking about last week, BCWA Super Slam this Saturday. Tony's making it back, like he said, World Stars in the tag team match, man.
Blister.
Wait, who you guys got?
Anyway.
Huh?
Anyway, since Kyle wants to talk about my nipples, back to what we was talking about. Before he rules me, you know.
Talking about you. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's just mean talking about another man's titties. That's just mean, man. I don't know about you.
I wasn't talking about his titties.
Don't talk about my titties.
I was going to be talking about his lack thereof titties, but.
Wow. Hey, so our next match is Kurt Stallion versus Anthony Green with Brandi Lauren in his corner.
And before we get started, my mistake, I said Anthony Henry on accident. I meant Anthony Green with Brandi Lauren.
Oh, okay. But Anthony
Green. I'm going with Anthony Green on that one.
Yeah, I'm with you. Why you say that, Tony?
Because I seen dude working beyond, man. Dude been doing it for years, man. Dude been on the grind, been killing it. Definitely a dude to look out for.
Kyle, you seen any of Anthony Green?
Nah,
or
but
Kurt Stallion?
Nah, but I'll agree with Tony. But I don't know anything. I look like, hey, whoever Tony picks, pick him. Just like if we're doing a pay-per-view, whoever Kevin picks, pick the other name.
Yeah. Absolutely. How Kevin fare and
he lost
get
at
all
least two.
He you lost at least two.
You know
I know
what?
That.
I'm gonna bring this shit up.
So while Kyle pulls up the picks and all that stuff, and Devin's gonna try not to die. Me personally, man, I liked what we saw with Anthony Green at the 10th anniversary special. I feel like the guy is real smart in the ring. I like the cleverness with which the way he wrestles, and I like the way that he utilizes his manager. Man, you don't see many people use that as much anymore. And I mean, Brandi Lauren's hot as shit, so use it to your advantage. I think Anthony Green's going to win that match. But Kurt Stallion ain't no hoe either, man. When you watch him wrestle, man, he's got a good friend of the bro, Matt Riddle, man. And we've seen him put on a show. He wrestled at the 10th anniversary special as well. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that match.
Shit, Kevin actually had one of the best ones. The only one he lost was Brock.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
He actually got it because Devin, he picked Trish, and he picked Randy. Collison, you picked Brock.
Yeah, I know I picked Brock on that.
You picked Brock. Tony had Ricochet and Shane and Amber. Goddamn, Tony, you lost that shit completely. You picked you picked Ricochet.
I'm Kevin now.
Well, too bad you went with Tony on the pick. Now we know Anthony Green's about to lose.
So is it.
Just kidding. Just because you said you're the new Kevin.
I left nipple after I lost.
Yeah, Kev lost that shit.
Good timing, Devin, because now we get to talk about a match that I think is going to be your favorite ones on the card. It's going to be the Evolve Tag Team, the other half of the Evolve Tag Team Champions, AR Fox, along with Ayla and the Skulk versus Joe Gacy.
Joe Gacy, man, that's an interesting matchup, man. Got to go with man AR on this one, man. I don't know about y'all, but
he does some crazy shit in matches like these, so yeah, I'm going AR Fox for sure.
Like, I've been a fan.
I think that's Chase Burnett's favorite wrestler.
Who, AR?
Mm-hmm. He was at one point.
Dude, I've been a fan of AR for a while, man. But like the craziest thing I ever seen him do was that that match with I forgot the character's name, but in Lucha Underground, man, with Killshot. When he went through that plate of glass,
What about what he did the last time we were at Evolve? That guy about bent the fucking ladder, but bent it by getting slammed on that bitch.
Yeah.
And then he did the damn swanton and damn near killed himself jumping onto the ladder.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've seen a lot myself, so, I mean, shit.
He looked crazy. Crazy like a fox.
I'm going with... I see what you did there. I'm going with AR Fox as well, but Joe Gacy ain't no ho, part of the group with Eddie Kingston and stuff as well, man, so you got to watch out for them as well. And then next after that, Devin, I think you would agree. Kyle, I'd like to hear your thoughts since you weren't here the day we laid out our challenge to our boys at Breaking Down the Ring.
Challenge!
Oh, we'll fuck them up.
So the next match has got a guy who we were already fans of, but I have to say I gained a whole new level of respect for after the Evolve 10th Anniversary Special when he went head-to-head with our guest, Austin Theory. It's going to be J.D. Drake versus NXT's Arturo Huas. I feel like that match is going to be a sleeper, bro, because
I agree.
After watching what we saw the last time Evolve was here, I feel like, and Mikey would agree on this too, like he pointed it out and tried to call my bluff when he did his little promo video when all that was happening. But we all agreed the match between J.D. Drake and Joe Gacy was surprising because we were just like, what the fuck? Like, these guys are going, bro. And so to see him live and in person and him getting a shot off that with NXT, man, hats off to J.D. Drake. I'm going to go with J.D. Drake. Hopefully he gets a W in this one. What about you guys?
I think so, because the fact they're putting him in there with somebody that's already on NXT, that means we're not really looking at Arturo. We're looking at him.
They can see Arturo anytime.
Exactly. So we're seeing what Arturo
can do. And they're putting him in there with Arturo because I would imagine they want to see what Arturo does. Because, I mean, as JD talked about, if you check out our homies at Breaking Down the Rings interview with him, I mean, dude's been in the game for like a long ass time. Started when he was like 17. So, I mean, dude's been in the game for a minute. So if you're NXT, I mean, who better to put him against than a guy that's got all that experience to see how he holds up?
To me, this is a match where, like, you're seeing if he can hang. And if he can, he might not be seeing him on shows like this for two more often.
So get there while you can and see him live this Saturday.
I saw Leo Rush when he used to wrestle.
When he used to wrestle.
Back when he actually saw the inside of the ring. I've seen more rings than him this year. It's all good. We like you. You crazy.
Oh, shit.
Please go to the next match so I don't start dying again.
So the next match is our last guest from Evolve, the Evolve champion, the WWN champion, Austin Theory.
Yeah, he
versus,
still loves us.
Anthony Henry.
I thought he was going to big time us. I thought he wasn't going to show up. I thought he was going to big time us. Like, I'm not coming to Detroit. I'm NXT now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to this match. Him and Anthony Henry, dude, is going to be hard hitting, I feel like. Just judging off of what we've seen from Austin Theory and Anthony Henry, man, like the way he mixes in his MMA and things like that, too. I'm really looking forward to that match. I'm going to go with Theory since he's our boy. But what about you guys? What are your thoughts on the match? Tony, what about you?
Man, with Theory going to NXT sooner or later.
Maeda, it's a non-title match.
What happened?
It's a non-title.
Just so you know, it's a non-title match.
Oh, no shit. I didn't know that. Yep. Okay.
Non-title.
I think Theory still might. I'm going with Theory.
Theory's all around.
Theory.
I think that's a pretty safe bet. After that.
In our main event.
Another, I mean. You
Jesus
know,
Christ,
if
what,
you,
that, what the hell is that?
If you listen,
shit out of me. Started
if you listen to Edge and Christian's show, you know, talk about rocket
shit. Well, listen to other people's podcasts.
I mean, I do. But the main event, you've got past guest of the show, Josh Briggs, who's been making a fucking impact. He made a huge impact at the 10th anniversary special, getting in.
Why do you keep saying impact?
Exactly.
I mean, I don't.
Say he made a global force wrestler.
it's going to be Josh Briggs versus the bro. Matt Riddle, what do you guys think?
Bro.
Shout out to Matt Riddle, who was supposed to be on the show, but got signed.
And then he got signed that week. Hey, again, fuck. Rocket Strap.
Hey, fuck yourself. As hot as he is right now, I don't think bro's taking an L. Well, he might be taking an L after the show, but I don't think he's taking an L on the show.
L to the face.
I'm gonna say shenanigans happens. Something happens. I don't know what. I can't think of.
You know what?
Yet.
Fuck Drew it. Gulak I'm back. No, fuck it. I'm fantasy booking. Goldberg comes out and beats up Brandon. Heard it here
if
first.
Goldberg came all the way to Livonia for a ball.
Calling that shit.
Hell will have officially froze the
coming
fuck
in,
over.
He's spearing him and he's leaving. It's gonna be up on the WWE Network as an exclusive. Goldberg spears Matt Riddle. Heard it here first. Goddamn it.
Man, maybe Kushida, he's going to be there. Maybe Kushida gets involved in this. I'm calling.
You heard that from Dave Meltzer.
Speaking about that,
Dave
man,
who?
Let's talk about
Shaga Dave.
Let's talk about that though. They just announced
Kushida?
That Kushida is going to be on the card, dude.
Kushida?
The idea to see not only see Kushida but to see him here in a venue like Livonia in the Knights of Columbus,
man, that would be so cool.
Time Splitter himself.
That's
what. Okay, what if Goldberg comes in, spears Matt Riddle, then Kushida comes out, reverses time.
You are like, you are hell bent on Goldberg showing up at Evolve.
That you know what? That would get people coming out to the next damn show, wouldn't it? Goldberg come out there and drop a spear on motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm Kushida, man. That's huge, man. I've been a big fan of his since the New Japan days, man. Mm-hmm. Definitely looking forward to seeing what he's going to do in
also,
NXT.
We also mentioned it a little bit when we were talking to our guest Karam. I mean, obviously you've got Matt Riddle, you've got Babatunde, you've got, you know, Arturo Huas and Matt Riddle, but you've also got
Ciampa.
Exactly. The Blackheart himself, Tommaso Ciampa's gonna be.
He looks like he's getting up there to fighting for him again.
Hey, he's coming, bro. So, like
I'm
I said,
saying,
he's
squatting like two. I think he's squatting like two.
Hey, guys, wait, everybody, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Give me 1 second. Hold on.
Shh. Well, you didn't kill my co-host, Randy. Thanks. So, everybody, this is Kyle Campbell's show now. So,
Hello?
Oh, shit, he's back.
All right, look, check it. Adam Nielsen is now the full-time owner and runner of his wrestling promotion. So I got some unfortunate news, everybody. The Backstreet Boys to Men orphanage is now closed.
No more Backstreet Boys to Men?
No more Backstreet Boys to Men.
Man, it was doing good work over there, man.
Anyways, man, this is all the more reason you got to check out Shine 60 this Saturday as well as Evolve 133. Get your tickets at WWNLive.com. Shout out to Chris Bonjour for always looking out.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Tony, since you weren't able to call in last week because we had our guest Mike Blackwell call it in with us, man.
Devin cried.
Obviously, we're looking forward to the World Stars match, but what other matches are you looking forward to on BCWA Super Slam this weekend?
Man, the Super Slam match. 5-on-5, H3RD versus Studio 86. I'm definitely looking forward to that one.
Wait, are we going extra long tonight?
That's what she said.
We got to wrap this up soon.
I didn't know how much time we had left, so.
You said all of
that. -2 minutes.
Oh, boom. I'm Tony Thunder on Facebook, Tony Thunder on everywhere. Fuck your cows, Kyle. Kick you in the dick. All your shit.
Did you just do a speed promo?
Nice. So NXT's going to USA Network. How about that?
Oh,
shut the fuck up.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow. That was unnecessary, dude, sir.
That was aggressive.
Your church viewers will not appreciate that.
Look, all right, they all know I cuss, okay?
Dang it, Kiki.
But, dude, as soon as I saw that, I said that. But as Devin mentioned, we're running out of time. Make sure you come out to...
Devin mentioned it.
Devin and Randy mentioned it. Excuse me.
The bald people in the room.
I meant to say Randy, and I looked at...
I'm about to keep that Alliance title, too.
Because they look so much alike, you know.
I totally meant to say Randy and looked dead square at Devin and was like, oh, shit.
That's good. That. You didn't see color. So, I mean, you're not racist.
Well,
considering minus Randy, I'm the only white guy on the show. I mean, I would say that.
There's two of you and two of us.
But I'm saying Randy's our guy, but I'm talking about he's not like one of the original
guys.
Stop
digging yourself in that hole.
You know what I mean? Randy's been here since the beginning.
Randy's been here since the beginning. He's the sixth Beatle.
Is there something you
want to tell us? Knockouts and Three Counts can be found at ko3cpod.com. Thank you for listening, everybody.